Hey, hey, it's Heidi Stevens over here, and welcome to Feet on the Grass, a podcast for heart-centered women who want to give themselves permission to slow down, live more intentionally, create from inspiration, and follow your soul-led path. I am a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm a domestic CEO. I'm a master at manifesting, and I have been on a deep spiritual path for quite a while now. This new podcast is a creative outlet where I get to share my journey with you and, most importantly, connect with my community. So let's go, my friends. If you'd like to receive some photos and possible little videos from that week that goes with the episode, then feel free to sign up for weekly love notes from the ranch. I'm so excited to bring you along this journey, to share some of the magic that's been going on, and to dive in with you. Let's go. Well, hello, my friends, and welcome back to the next episode. Here we go. I love connecting with you. I love sharing. I love talking. This has been so fun. Why am I singing? I don't know. I don't know, but I just know that I really am having so much fun on Feet on the Grass, and I hope you are too. I have been doing my very best recently to use my fun meter and my joy meter as the way of leading me to the next step and showing me if I'm on track. And it feels like I have 25 episode titles in my notes section of my phone that I want to record for you. And every other day, I think about a guest that I want to have on. And it's like, oh my gosh, just like the creative flow and the excitement that I have to record the next episode, and the fact that right here and right now in the present moment, it's like a Saturday and my kids went to the pool, had a little play date with my husband. And like the thing that I want to do when I get a moment is to record a podcast is like, yes, yes, more of this, please. Like, it's just fun. So here we are. And when this publishes, we're going to be a couple days into a family trip to Costa Rica. We're going to Nosara. And so I just kind of felt like today might be, maybe we'll just do a little roundup of updates on the ranch. And it feels like a transition time in so many of our lives, especially us mamas. School is out, summer is here, summer plans, we are remodeling, we are composting, we are starting a garden. There's so much goodness going on. And I'm watching myself like start these new projects and the to-do list and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, okay, let's just monitor my levels of, I don't even want to say stress because it's actually not stressful. I just watch myself get excited and I feel creative and I'm like, okay, and I'll like put more and more things on my list. So for example, this podcast, it's like I have all these ideas, but one of the ways that I'm working with myself is just in my past Heidi self would go, oh my God, I have all these ideas. Okay, I have to go record all these episodes. And now I'm going to start a bonus episode a week. And now I'm going to add a guest episode every single week. And then I end up getting overwhelmed. And then it starts not being fun. And then I burn out and I don't want to do it anymore. So that's not happening. I'm repatterning my system. And even though there's all these ideas, and even though there's all this creative energy, I'm like, amazing. Let's celebrate that. And let's just do one episode a week. So there you have it. There's maybe a little tidbit that you could try on in one way of your life, but it's been feeling really good. Just like put it in my notes section, reach out to so-and-so and so-and-so, like let them know that I want to record a podcast. I have actually recorded a couple of guest episodes. I'm not sure when they're going to flow out. I'm going to trust the timing on that. So I've just been recording, I've been sharing, and I've just been really owning that for right now, all that needs to happen is one a week. And that feels so in flow. It feels like there's so much grace. It feels like there's so much ease. So my loves, if you are not getting the newsletter yet, make sure to go and get the newsletter. You can find that in the show notes. I'll put a couple pictures when this goes out on Sunday on the weekly love note from the ranch from our trip from Costa Rica. So I'll share those pictures there. And I also just want to share the reviews are so, so, so helpful. So whether you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify, if you could just scroll down, leave a 5-star review and just a sentence or a couple of sentences, it really helps when other people are finding it to give them a little bit of an idea of what to expect. So I really appreciate you leaving a review. I am excited for summer, which feels really good and also new, if I'm being honest. Last summer, I remember feeling really stressed about what to do with my kids. And the summer before that was one of the most challenging kind of seasons with my son in particular. And so last summer, as school was getting out, I was like, oh my God, he has to be busy. He's got to be kept active. I can't do a week. It was just like my mind was just going and churning, and like the inner planner and that inner domestic CEO was like on it, on it. And yes, I have the planner inside of me. Yes, my kids love to like be with their friends and they love to do camps. And I have felt a lot more inner flexibility this summer, which has felt so good and so freeing. Like, hey, it would feel really good to have several weeks, like a lot of weeks without anything planned. And I might regret that. I may change my mind, you know, at the end of this summer. So we'll see about that. But for now, having some space feels good, and just having slower mornings and not having everything planned and every day planned has just felt really, really, really good. It feels like there's space. So we're hearing common themes in this podcast, right? Space, extra time, extra breath. And that's not always how it works out with my kids. Like sometimes I'm fighting with them about getting off of screen time, or I'm like, get your butt out the door and go play. And he or she is like, no, I don't want it, mom. You know, it's like not all rainbows and butterflies over here. And I'm noticing the more relaxed I am, the more flow I'm in, the more I'm willing to be in the present moment instead of my head being like, oh my God, I have to get all this stuff done. They're annoying me. They're not letting me sit at my computer. Like, you know, instead I'm like, okay, they're going to go with so-and-so, or I'm coordinating play dates on this day and I'm going to sit down at my computer for these 2 or 3 hours and just get shit done. And then when they come home, like I can just feel so much more relaxed to be with them, to be present, to just feel like just like more enjoyable, to just like be in the joy of being with them instead of resisting it. So that has felt really, really good. I feel more flexible with play dates. Harrison is going away to his first sleepaway camp this summer. So he's turning 10 this summer and he's ready. And we're ready, and I'm having some feelings about it. So everyone tells me it's going to be amazing. It's a Jewish camp. It'll be so good just to like lay those cultural roots. I am, you know, I'm barely say it. I'm like, I am ready. I'm definitely not a hovering mama, so I'm not that. And this is the first time that we'll be gone from him for this amount of time. It's almost 2 weeks. And the times that I've been away from him for like 7-ish days, he stayed with my parents. So that all feels really big and there's no communication. You know, he can only write letters. So I'm like, oh God, my heart just feels all the feels. But I know he's like, mom, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready. I'm going to have so much fun. I'm like, okay, all right. Like, he's good. My husband's confident with it. Deep exhale. We're going to be good. So we're in Costa Rica for about 10 days or so right now. We've got Luna, our dog, watching over the ranch. We've got people there. I don't mean multiple people, but we have dog sitter. All the things are happening there. And he's going away. My daughter's in a few camps this summer with her friends. My parents are going to be staying near us, not at our house, but near us for the months of July and August. So that'll be joyful. There just continues to be a flow of things happening here on property. So in 2 days, we are actually starting the next phase of our remodel. And sorry, not sorry, you guys are just going to hear me continue to talk about the remodel of the ranch. We have split the interior remodel of the house into three sections. So the first section is done, bedrooms and bathrooms. The second section is just this like interior part, like front door, formal living room, whatever, powder, whatever. It's just like this like little middle section that's really easy. It's going to be probably a 8-10 week max project this summer. And then we'll figure out the timing of phase three, which will be the kitchen and the laundry room and the family room, if you will. And so I'm not necessarily looking forward to living through construction this summer, and it is what it is. Like, I want this section done. It's pretty manageable financially and otherwise. It's the summer. It's no big deal to kind of be walking inside and outside a bit more. Not the easiest thing to have contractors on our property with our Rottweiler 100-pound dog, guard dog, and it's just part of the process. So yeah, we're going to be living through that this summer, and I'm looking forward to getting it complete, which will be at the end of August or September. We are starting some work on the outdoor garden. And so let's see, I'm actually getting bids on what that's going to cost. We're doing a bunch of planter boxes. I've got this like whole idea for chickens and a greenhouse and a rose garden and olive trees and oh my God, like all the things. So we'll see how much we do once we get the bid back, right? Like we may parse it out. So we'll just kind of see where that lands, and that will get started probably in the next 2 to 4 weeks. And then I want to dive into my composting worm bin situation. And please just stick with me here, you guys, because I have I'm cracking myself up because I'm so in the past, I have been so not interested in this. And I'm like, God, if I heard somebody on the podcast talking about this, I'd be like, okay, pause, delete, like move on. But there's something so nourishing about knowing that all of the food that we would typically throw in the trash bin and go to a landfill is actually being repurposed. And not every single bit of it, but I'd say a good 70% of it is being repurposed. And not only is it being repurposed, we're turning it into liquid gold. So I've had this desire for quite some time, going to go with 2 years. And I have very on off tried composting, and I have made it so complicated. I mean, we've tried so many different things. In a nutshell, I think that we've just never added enough dry bits to like the actual leaves or bales of hay or whatever you're using as the dried goods. And I think that that can be a little bit intimidating. Like, where do you find leaves and what constitutes like the nitrogen to carbon ratio? And you start reading some of these things and it's like the ratio. Da, 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 da. I'm like, oh my God, who am I measuring my food waste? No, who has time for that? Okay, so I'm new into this, so we'll see how things go in the next 30 to 60 days. But I bought this course from this random woman online. I want to have her on the podcast because I want to pick her brain. I want to talk to her about all the things and I want to share it with all of you because her whole thing is that you can make so much beautiful compost and rich soil, whether it's for your garden or you're giving it away. So you can do this in 3 bins and 1 bin and 6 bins. Like these are like containers that you buy at Home Depot. Like it doesn't need to be anything complicated. And I've bought tumblers in the past. We've kind of like done it all. We did the Bokashi method in like the white paint bins. Like I'm embarrassed. Like how many things that we've tried. And again, I don't know if this one's going to work, but I'm very cautiously optimistic about it. So I bought this $97 course from her. I will put that in the show notes as well. I shared it on my newsletter a few weeks ago. It was 2 hours worth of videos, very, very, very simple. She goes through a very clear step-by-step process. And the reason why I'm sharing about it specifically right now when we're talking about summer plans and kids is because my kids had so much fun doing it. We're having so much fun doing it. And it's such a great project to do with the kiddos. Harrison was a little bit like, eh, not so much. Gracie's my little farm girl. And she was like, so excited. We like recorded a video of ourselves doing it and she was all about it. But the minute we started doing it and getting Harrison like found his way in, okay, he's like, oh, what are you guys up to? I want to know more. Like, and he's actually been really, really into it now in the last couple of days. So we had almost everything on site. We had containers, basically the storage bins with a lid. I had a bag of quote unquote compost from Armstrong's that I had bought. I walked around my property and found a few scoops of dried leaves. We obviously had the actual compost, like vegetables and fruit bits. And the only thing that I needed to get was these red wiggler worms. And I'm like, where does someone get those? Well, quick Google search told me that I can buy those also at Armstrong's, which is right down the street, just a local, I don't know if that's a national or a local landscape. They probably have them at Home Depot. It was a bin of red wiggler worms for $20. I watched this video. We layered it as she told us to. And I am jumping for joy because already in 10 days, these bins are looking beautiful and they're smelling beautiful and the compost is starting, like the food bits are starting to go away. And I don't know, it's just always felt so overwhelming to me to like figure this out. And so I decided to approach this with joy, decided to approach it with fun, and I decided to approach it with Gracie. Like, okay, girl, we're going to do this on Saturday morning. We went to Armstrong's. We got a second bag of compost. We got two things of red wiggler bins, the first red wiggler worms the first day. And so we did two bins the first day. It's been 10 days. I now have five, such like a Heidi thing to do, like more. But this woman on the video, she has six bins and she makes 2,000 pounds of compost or something crazy a year. I'm like, this is insanely amazing. So for those of you that already have a green hand, you're probably rolling your eyes at me. You're like, thank God you finally got with the picture. But you know what? I'm new at this. And I'm sure there's many of you that are new at this. The beauty too is that it doesn't take up any space. You don't need to have a big property. We literally have these bins sitting right outside my living room window right now. They do need a little bit of shade. You don't want them in the sun. She says, oh, you want to have a little bit of airflow. That being said, she's like, if you're living in an apartment, you can put them on a balcony. You can put them in a closet if you need to. I personally wouldn't want worm bins in my closet, but you know, to each their own. So they're right outside my door. They're getting some breeze. The worms seem happy. I'm neurotically checking on them because I'm like, I don't want to kill them. I don't want to overfeed them. I want this to work. But I'm having fun, as you can see, and I'm super excited about it. And it's really fun with the kids. So there you have it. There's my composting worm story. I hope this meant something. I don't know. Maybe you got a little bit of inspiration to do something else in your garden, start a garden, something. I also purchased this garden course this summer from a woman named Nicole Burke, whose company is Gardenery. And so I've just been at my own pace going through it. I'm kind of cracking myself up because as somebody that has offered a lot of online courses over the years, as some of you know, and I believe in the work, I believe in the product so much. And also, I'm not really a consumer of online courses. And here I am just diving headfirst into this garden course and this worm casting course. Like, who am I right now? I'm like, am I in bed at night? Like, just so excited to get into bed and watch a 15-minute video on how to make worm castings. So that's what's happening. Someone told me, I feel like you're like a 43-year-old going on 65. You're like in your retirement phase. Maybe that's true. Who knows? Anyways, I'm just giddy today. This is fun. Thanks for listening. Thanks for entertaining me or letting me just waffle on. As the garden is kind of underway, if you will, I bought a couple of just like really small but very well done garden beds from Epic Gardening. And so we're going to just start planting some things in those, which will feel really good just to get that going. The whole garden like build out may take a little bit longer than anticipated. So we'll see. As soon as I get back from Costa Rica, we're going to start diving into there and getting my hands in the dirt while my feet are in the grass. And I think I just wanted to end with this. You know, as I am just tuning more and more and more into nature, clearly. And most of all, I think tuning into my own highest self and what feels aligned. I'm just aware. I'm aware of how things are landing, of how things are feeling, of how things are shifting in many ways, in many ways. Obviously, my kids, I'm just have been more present. There's been more joy. There's been more presence. It's felt just really good all the way around. This is so random, but I just feel called to share this. I was in the grocery store the other day and, you know, was getting all the vegetables and fruits, and something just like hit me in my belly that was like, this doesn't feel good. Like, this doesn't feel good to be buying parsley and cilantro and lettuce at the market, even though it's organic, even though it's like, I don't want to buy this stuff here. It just doesn't feel aligned. Like, we have this land. I'm feeling so called for it. I really feel called to grow what I can. So more on that as all this stuff starts to churn, but I've never once felt that before in my life. I've always just thought, okay, it's organic. But like the going, driving to the market, putting my food in bags, putting it in my car, hauling it into my house. I'm like, this just doesn't feel how I want to live anymore. Or better well said, this is no longer feeling aligned. And is it going to change and all happen overnight? Nope. Am I going to take small steps to shift that and do it with a lot of joy? Absolutely. And so I share this really kind of silly story about buying vegetables and fruits because I'm listening to my intuition and I'm listening to those very subtle places that are feeling out of alignment. And I share it not because I'm suggesting at all that you start growing your own fruits and vegetables, but that I do suggest that you listen to the places inside that aren't feeling in alignment. And what I know is that us women, while men have it absolutely, we are more naturally tapped in, tuned in, have the capacity to really listen to our intuition. And in order to listen, we do have to, it's a practice, right? It's a practice. And it's so easy to be distracted and to just keep going and to be on to the next thing and to be on to the next task because our lives are full and our schedules are full. And what I know is that when we do listen to those taps at the door, those knocks at the door, those taps on the shoulder, those little twinges inside of our root chakra or our sacral chakra, we start to create more energy. Like our life force starts to become alive and like we start to turn on in ways that I believe we're ultimately desiring. We think that getting all the things or whatever the things are that our mind thinks that they're going to fill our tank. And at the end of the day, it's like that aliveness, it's that energy, it's that joy, it's that, you know, for me, it feels like fire. For another person, it might just feel like a lot of flow and surrender and ease and grace and like attunement and a knowingness that you are on path. There's nothing you need to strive for. There's nothing that you need to go get. There's nothing that you need to, at the end of the day, there's nothing that you actually need to do but to just listen to those nudges, because those are coming from something greater than ourselves. They're coming from our highest version of ourselves. And when we don't listen to those nudges, whether it's actions to take or something that needs to be said or perhaps something that needs to be withheld or a relationship that needs to be mended or whatever the thing is, a habit that needs to be shifted. This isn't about being perfect. This is simply about listening and being willing to have curiosity about the shifts and the dynamics that ultimately want to take place in your life so that you feel more joy, so that you feel a higher frequency, so that you feel not as weighed down, not as anxious, not as high and low, not as PMS-y, not as angry at your husband or partner, not as frustrated at your kids. Like, these are all things that we ultimately desire. And by starting to listen to those intuitive knocks at the door, little winks, if we don't listen to the knocks, they become like pans over the head. They become like bombs that go off. And then it's like, shit, I got to clean this up. So that's my offering for today. Summer is a time of communing with the sun, of a new season, of longer days, of hopefully more energy. And not that it's about doing more, but there is more life force available for each of us. So the areas that we need to tune, that we need to fill up our tanks with the sun and the water and, you know, whether it's a pool or a beach or whatever the things are for you, nature. Nature is calling. It's calling me. Perhaps it's calling you. Not quite sure. But I hope this episode filled your tank. I hope you got a couple laughs with me. I hope you, I hope you had a little fun and hopefully made you think a little bit about ways that you can tune in and turn on a little bit more. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you enjoyed it, if it resonated, I would so appreciate you click the follow button, rate the show, and leave a review. If you'd like to receive weekly love notes from the ranch with even more of what's happening over here, including photos and some background info, you can sign up in the show notes. And lastly, I'm keeping things super simple these days. If you'd like to connect with me, simply email me at heidistevens.co. Look forward to connecting soon, my friend, and thanks again. Mm-hmm.